It's time once again to turn back the clock for a lesson in McLean County ag history. Joining me now is our friend Don Meyer. He's a broker and auctioneer for Lee Realty in Bloomington, and he's also our resident historian when it comes to local agriculture. Don, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Mark. How about you?
Good. I understand you have a new topic for us this week. You're going to introduce us to a farmer who was way ahead of his time, a man named Herman Warsaw, who experimented with, for what his time was, radical new methods of plowing, and then reaped record yields as a result of it.
Yes, Herman, and actually this is fairly recent history. You know, sometimes people say, gosh, you're buried so far in history, I can't find you. I actually had the chance to meet Herman when I first started my extension job back in the early 1980s. Herman Warsaw farmed in the eastern part of McLean County in the Saybrook area, and I was called out to his farm to help witness a plot that he was harvesting in the fall, a corn plot, because he had been known for having great yields. And my predecessor, Gene Mossbacher, who many of your listeners would remember that name, had actually done some witnessing earlier before he retired. Herman farmed in the Saybrook area, and very interesting person. I learned more about him, of course, after he was deceased and got into more of my history studies. He was way ahead of his time. And farming is a social occupation, and I don't mean that to be negative at all, but farmers kind of watch over each other, and when there's a problem, they pitch in to help each other out, and that's one of the good things about agriculture. It's always interesting that they'll say, well, he's always the first one to plant. When he starts planting, I'm going to start planting, or he's the first one to start harvesting, and anybody who's on a farm would recognize that kind of social kinds of pressures. Well, Herman was really out of the box because he was very involved for many, many decades in conservation, and in the 1970s, we were still doing a lot of plowing. And I'm talking moldboard plowing, where we turned over the soil, and in the wintertime our snow would turn brown or black because the wind and the water would blow the soil off, and the water would wash the soil away. And it wasn't until the mid to late 80s we started switching over more intensively to the no-till system, or the strip-till system that we use today. But Herman basically gave up on the moldboard before almost anybody, and began experimenting with what we today probably call the chisel plow. And the chisel plow leaves a lot more of last year's crop on the surface of the soil, so that way the rainfall droplets don't cause the erosion to begin. And he was promoting conservation a long, long time before it was accepted in the rest of the county. Now, as he got into that, he also was very much involved in studying of fertilizers, and he recognized, even in some of the articles that were written about him, that this is not practical on a large-scale basis yet, but unless we experiment on the farm, we won't know if it would work. And he was putting up additional phosphorus in his day, probably what most people would say, well, that's double the phosphorus, or that's double the nitrogen that we needed. He was very much involved in using animal manures. He very much believed in what we might call the more organic approach, where he was adding organic matter to the soil. And as a result, he produced some amazing corn yields, Mark.
Yeah, I understand that his yields were so much more than the average at that time. And in fact, they're much more than what we consider to be bountiful now.
That's exactly right. You know, today most farmers would say, well, 200 bushel corn crop is an average crop. Back in 1975, I looked up the census records, and the U.S. corn crop was averaging in 1975 about 86 bushels per acre, 86 bushels per acre. And in 1975, he produced 338 bushels per acre on his farm at Saybrook. And anybody who lives in McLean County and traveled, you know, Saybrook soils are a little bit rolling in many parts, and they aren't necessarily considered the richest soils, as maybe some of our prairie soils might be, that are less rolling. But he was doing this on soil that people would say, this is not possible. And he was very much involved. He used FS seed corn and FS hybrids, and he worked with FS for his fertilizer. But very much was producing the yields. In 75, he wasn't allowed to count that one as a national record because he did not have it witnessed by third-party folks. And so he went about it again. And in 1979, he replicated his plot and produced 312 bushels per acre. And that was a witnessed plot, third-party cause for concern that it, you know, was something that he was done internally. And he turned around back in 85, which we all know 85 was a good crop year. He topped 325 bushels per acre in 1985. I actually got to witness that one. I started an extension in 1983, and I think I was out there. And the other thing that he was doing besides organic matter and the use of manures, the use of fertilizers, and certainly the use of less tillage, he was also bringing the plant population in a very large way. I can recall probably in that era, most farmers were planting 20,000, maybe 22,000 corn kernels per acre. And at that time, in 1985, for example, he was using 37,000 plants. That was just about double what a lot of other farmers were producing. The challenge, a lot of our corn hybrids weren't ready for that, and sometimes the corn would fall over. And I can recall watching him combine these plots. He would just crawl through the plots at a very slow pace because he did not want to lose any ear from that whole production area, which you have to admire the fact that he was a very cautious harvester. But he certainly took his time because the corn was what we call lodged. It was tumbled over because he was crowding so many plants per acre. But I'll tell you what, he got the results, 338, 312, and 325. And then eventually he produced 370 bushels per acre, which stood, I think, for about 10 years as the national corn yield record. It took a long time before, and this is on non-irrigated. Now, sometimes we irrigate our corn. There are some farmers across the country that have got in the 400 bushel zone for corn. That's on irrigated. This is non-irrigated. We're relying on Mother Nature and good soil till. So, fascinating bit of history. Herman passed away, and I believe in 1989, and his record stood for a long, long time. 10 to 15 years, as I recall, was his crop yield record. And so I think it's time we don't always dwell on the 100-year-old history. This is about 50-year-old history that we're talking about here, 40 to 50-year-old history. But certainly Herman Warsaw was a guy way ahead of his time, and I wish today that I could go back and interview Herman and learn more from him. Today, many farmers are using some of the same plant populations and the same fertility and the same tillage that he was pioneering back in the 1970s and 1980s.
Yeah, well, what he was doing at the time was radical or thought to be unusual. It's become common practice. His practices have become common practices. And the thing I'm wondering is, how long after other farmers saw the results he was getting, particularly when you're getting over 300 bushels an acre, which now would be noteworthy, even under today's conditions and with all the technology and upgrades that we have, how long did it take for other farmers at that time to start adopting some of the things that he was doing?
It took a while. The tillage, I think, was probably the first thing, Mark. I know a number of farmers said, you know, this tillage thing may not be all bad. Most people would say, we don't want to lose our soil. Our farmers are very good environmentally, and most landowners, you know, if the farmer's renting the land, they want to protect the soil. And seeing that he could do this without using that moldboard plow, I think fascinated some folks. And I think it also put some of the machinery technology folks to work and saying, maybe we should take a look at producing some tools, because sometimes the farmer is ahead of the industry and the industry has to catch up. Likewise, the corn hybrids, the corn hybrid industry said, you know, we should be looking at hybrids that can withstand being more crowded and won't fall over like the plants that Herman had in his field. So I think the industry was watching. He did present some papers. I believe he traveled a couple locations around the world and presented his results. And I think he challenged not only McLean County farmers, but also farmers across Illinois and some spots around the world. Fascinating history, Mark, and I thought we'd bring it a little closer to home as far as more recent history. But some people would say, "Gosh, he was crazy." I'm sure there might have been a farmer or two that would say, "What's he up to? What's Herman going to do this year?" And today we look back and say, "Wow, he was just ahead of his time."
Yeah, well, they thought the Wright brothers were crazy too.
That's exactly right, and we enjoy flying, don't we? Yes.
Well, Don, I always enjoy hearing a new dynamic to farming from you. Learn something every time we talk, and I appreciate it. We'll get together with you again soon.
We appreciate that opportunity, Mark, and we appreciate those folks that are commenting and telling how much they enjoy these stories.
All right. Don Meyer, broker and auctioneer for Lee Realty and our resident historian. We'll be right back on WJBC and WJBC.com.